Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has accused the Palestinian movement Hamas of kidnapping three Israeli teenagers. Hamas has dismissed these allegations. The teens went missing on Thursday near Gush Etzion settlement in the occupied West Bank. Israel has launched a heavy crackdown in the city of Al-Khalil, also known as Hebron, to search for the missing teens. Roads have been blocked, checkpoints set up, and dozens of people arrested. Hamas leader in the West Bank, Hassan Youssef, and members of other factions were also detained. Experts predict that the crackdown will be intensified further.
The Israelis in the coming days will increase their raids and arrests in the West Bank. However, the arrests are arbitrary.
The Israeli army has deployed 2,000 soldiers in Hebron al-Khalil after finding a burnt-out Israeli car which they believe was linked to the missing teens. A member of Islamic Jihad believes that the ongoing search is futile and is an attempt by Israeli authorities to show their people that they are taking action.
Israelis are now in a big trouble, and these arrests are a message for the Palestinian people that Israel is all over Palestine and that they will continue the arrest without a justifiable reason.
Also, as part of the crackdown, all Palestinian men aged between 20 and 50 are prevented from leaving the West Bank, with thousands of Palestinian workers barred from entering Israel. Israel are now intensifying their crackdown in the West Bank as the search for the missing teens continues. Now, analysts believe the situation will only worsen for the Palestinians, with an increase in arrests and a ban on their freedom of movement. Nell Byrne for Press TV, occupied Ramallah.